You're listening to a Tales Yet Told production. Viewer discretion is advised.
Voices in the Wood is an actual play series drawing inspiration from gothic fairy tales and 80s sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings, cast members, and music selection will all be made available in the description. Do it.
Welcome back, everyone, to the way, way back, the den of nostalgia and portal to a world long gone, 2048 AM. Voices in the Wood. I am your host with the most love for Butter Toast, Lil Harry. And with me on this journey, as always, is the Wolf Pack. Let them hear you, boys. I hope that all of you are having a wonderful day just like me. It is sunny, bright, winds blowing. I mean, it's just another wonderful day in the sublime. What else could you want? But, you know, every now and then you got to sit back, relax, listen to some music and, you know, let that take any kind of cares or whatever you have away. The Wolfpack and I are ready with you to spin the clock back a bit. Now, if this is your first time joining us in the woods, let me give you the lowdown. Thanks to the genius mind of our producer, Maggie Bly, we're bringing you jams beamed down from just outside this humble little county of ours. That's right, from out there. So, if you've got a song you've been itching to listen to again or ready to rediscover something fresh, just give us a call at 931-218-6631. That is 931-218-6631. All right. Well, with that, let's get on to my brand new obsession, Your Way, Your Time by We Are the Union. And that was Your Way, Your Time by We Are the Union. And you know what? It is our time, you know? For a while before we started this show, we got a little pushback early on, you know. Not everybody was always down with the idea of having music, you know, come from the other side over here. But I think it's time for us to shake things up a little bit, musically at the very least, you know. I don't think that the stranger brought us here just to keep us away from art and music and such as much as it was to keep us away from the dangers of over there. But when has music ever been dangerous? All right, we got our first caller up here. Hello, you are on Voices in the Woods with Lil Harry.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah, you are on. What's your name, caller?
My name is Kennedy. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, well, I'm happy to hear it, Kennedy. What's on your mind?
I guess I'm sorry. I hope this is okay. I don't really have any where else to talk about this.
This program is for people to speak their minds just as much as it is to listen to music. So, sorry, I kind of pulled the rug out from under me a bit, but hey, no worries. What's on your mind?
I appreciate it. I guess I've just been thinking a lot about the nature of good and evil, right and wrong.
Anything specific?
This is a weird place, right? And weird things happen. I have a brother, kind of. I have a brother here, mm-hmm. Twin brother. But before we came to the Sublime, the other one didn't exist. Neither one of us remembers having a brother back, well, before.
Were you assigned brothers when you got here, or?
No. We wandered in, and then there were two of us. And I'm real. I'm real. I remember life before the Sublime, but so does he.
Okay. Well, you definitely seem real to me. I mean, you are calling and all. So
we've been together for most of our lives. I mean, we took care of each other. I love him. Right? He's my brother.
Of course.
But I can't shake this feeling like maybe. I mean, we can't both be real, right?
Well, I mean, is there a reason why you think you can't both be real? I mean, if you both feel real to at least yourselves and to, I mean, like you can talk and like touch your brother, right?
But then why was I an only child before coming here?
Look, I was born in the Sublime. I am not from out there. But what I understand is that there are a lot of people who do suffer various memory lapses upon, you know, coming to the Sublime. So it's possible that I don't want to say that you potentially forgot that you had a brother, but if both of you seem real and both of you remember being on the other side,
I'm not crazy. I'm not making him up.
I'm not saying you're making him up. I don't think you're making him up.
He's real. People know who he is. He doesn't listen, which I guess is why I thought maybe I could just get this off my chest, but he's in politics. He's the mayor of, I don't want to say the name of the town.
No worries. You don't need to.
And I just can't. Things keep happening there. He keeps, I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining it, but he doesn't get paid enough to have the kind of life that he has. And I don't know if that means that he's an evil twin or something, or if he's just a regular person who's capable of falling into bribery and politics. And I don't know if that makes me evil twin for even suspecting and wondering.
I understand that with the memory issues that people from out there have can cause a lot of distress. I have had a friend who was from out there, and the things that they couldn't remember that they carried with them here. I wouldn't say you're evil, Kennedy, you don't sound evil to me. I think the fact that you seem worried that people might be getting hurt by someone who is close to you, I think that goes a long way to say that there is at least some amount of empathy in you. And I can't for sure say that your brother is an evil twin, or if there's even such a thing. I know that there are strange things in this world, but if there are evil twins out there, that certainly would be a much scarier world to live in, I guess. Have you talked to your brother about it?
Not since we were younger. We just kind of grew apart. I'm a teacher. He's a mayor. He's busy.
Understood. Well, if it does seem like your brother is doing things that you think he really shouldn't be doing, I would suggest talking to him, I guess. Because maybe a lot of the anxieties and frustrations that you are having are similar things that he is having that is affecting the way that he, you know, does things. The stranger brings to us a lot of challenges along with his blessing. The blessing of this world is a gift. We live in a world where everyone knows exactly what they should be doing and who they should be. But with that comes the temptation of the world that came before, and its chaos and its pain and struggle. I think maybe you should talk to your brother. Maybe there is something that the two of you can only figure out together.
Yeah, maybe I should. I guess I'm just worried that if these feelings that I have are right, if my memories are correct, and one of us is just a reflection of the other, does that mean that that's inside of me too? I'm sorry. I know you.
No, you're okay. That. Yeah, no, you're okay. Sorry, Kennedy, I don't have an answer for that.
That's okay. I just wanted to talk. Thank you.
Of course. Hey, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. If there is anything I can do, I can play you a song. Is there anything you want to listen to right now?
Yeah, you've played it before. It's called "Babe Wait, Babe No" by the Neckbeards.
All right, I can do that for you. Thanks for calling, Kennedy. We'll be right back.
reason to stick around.
And that was BRB Tasting the Rainbow by Worse Off. You know, I'm just I'm still thinking about our caller earlier, Kennedy. I guess it makes me wonder how much of ourselves do we know? You know, those of us who are born in the sublime, you know, this is all we've known. And I wonder if it's changed us in any way that we just don't know, just like it's changed many of the people who've come to this world. You know, I want to believe, or I should say, I have to believe, you know, that we are all here for a reason in one way, shape, or form. And if the people who were brought here from the other world, if the stranger's reasoning for bringing them here was to take them away from something terrible, then are we here just to experience something beautiful? Or is there, you know, or maybe there's not really a point. Maybe I'm just overthinking it. Oh, well. Let's move on to the next song. You know, my friends and I, the Wolfpack, let them hear you. We're having a little pool party this weekend. You know, it's getting a little warm for the season. And, you know, why not spend your weekend doing something fun, something relaxed, and like chilling in the pool with your friends? So I was building a playlist for what our party is going to be. And while I was going through our library, and I think this is going to be at the top of that list. So this is When You Know by Sheila.
Suck, calling on my bluff. I could take another.
And that was When You Know You Know by Sheila. Can't you just imagine yourself lying on your back in a pool, floating in the blue? Yeah, no, close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes with me. Yeah, feel that. The wind above you, the water beneath you, cool, relaxing, floating. That's going to be me on Saturday. All right. We have another caller coming in. Hello, you are on Voices in the Wood with Lil Harry. What's your name, caller?
Hello, Lil Harry. I'm Latrice. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
I've
too.
I've been loving your show for a little bit now. I've been having the most wonderful time listening to it on my runs.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So I just, you know, that last song got me thinking. I don't even know what it was to. Just kind of the mood of it and maybe like the song before that. It was all a little more angry. That's how I've been feeling.
Oh.
Angry. Just not angry. Let me... I just got back from my run, so please give me a second.
No worries. I do morning runs too. I understand.
Okay. We love that. You know, it's so good to see young people already getting into these things, getting into health, getting into wellness. We mm-hmm. love it. It's so important for your mental health. Like, you have no idea. It is so important. I'm a therapist, by the way.
Oh.
But it is so important for your mental health. I say that embarrassingly because a therapist should just come up here and say they're angry. That's not exactly a helpful comment. So, but I guess I've just been frustrated. There's been some changes that's been going on with me personally. I can't really say what they are, but I will tell you, I've been through menopause. It's not that. It's not that. That is done.
Okay.
That was done about 7 years ago. We are past that. But
understood.
I've just been feeling strange, sort of not myself.
I'm sorry if the question I am about to ask may feel invasive. If you want to talk about it, are the changes animal related?
I suppose there's really no sense hiding it. A bit, yes.
I am so sorry.
It's one of those things that, you know, it's just one of those things. Life will throw you curveballs, and you have to sit with those feelings and then roll with the punches. It is a balancing act, I always say.
Understood.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to ask, you said that you were a therapist. Is that your role? Or...
It is, you know. I have been a therapist for about 30 years at this point. It is a really, really good job. You know, it pays well. I've been on a few talk shows about mental health, so I've gotten to branch out a little bit, all sort of within my role.
Right. I guess if you're doing your role, then if you are undergoing the changes, do you have any idea why?
I think someone has been listening in. I've been very careful. Maybe I've mentioned it a couple times to some friends, but maybe it's just my age. I've been feeling a little unsettled. And I suppose sometimes I just want to stay in my garden. Some days in the morning when I wake up and have my run and get back and do my yoga and make a nice breakfast, and then I sit on the back porch and I sort of watch the day start, and then I will get to my garden for the day before I head off to work, and I could just stay there. It's so peaceful, and you can just sort of talk to things and they don't talk back, which it's... I like my job and I like what I do. It just gets a little tiring sometimes.
You got to sit there all day listening to other people tell you about their problems. You know, who's the therapist for the therapist?
Yeah, the flowers don't really mind, I feel. I swear it helps them. But I may have been spending a little too much time
Well, maybe that's, you know, maybe that's the thing. You, I'm sorry if this feels disrespectful for an 18-year-old to say to an adult person, but maybe you spend less time in the garden and more time doing therapy. Because, I mean, what is a therapist but the gardener of the minds of their clients, you know? Maybe your desire to tend to something and to help it grow, you can find that same kind of joy in people.
You know, that's a good point. I like that. You know, I'm going to put that on my wall. I really do like that.
Hey, you know, I'm not a therapist myself, but I've acted enough to learn a bit of empathy for people and try to understand how they think. And doing this wasn't always what I, you know, wanted to be doing as well. But I, you know, I found ways to find things that I liked in this. And that helped me move forward. But, and, you know, I obviously still have a very, very, very long way to go. So I don't, you know, I can't say how that's going to work out long term, but it works right now.
I suppose when you've been a long way, things get old, for lack of a better term. I've spent all this time tending to other people, and the moment I want to tend to myself, it's wrong. And that just doesn't seem fair, does it?
No, that doesn't seem fair.
Well, whoever did it, whoever said something, whoever told, whoever saw, I hope they're never settled. I'm not afraid to say it. Spent my whole life helping people feel settled. Find, as you said, their own joy in what they do. Find the part of it that makes them happy. I will say this now. Whoever it was, may you never find peace. I mean, that's a little dramatic. I've a bit frustrated lately, and...
Are you okay over there?
Apologies. Yes. See, this is one of the changes I was talking about. I have this. I've always been a healthy eater, but I've never been one to just eat lettuce.
Oh, just like straight lettuce?
Right out the fridge. Yesterday, while I was in the garden, I actually ate one of the flowers.
Did it taste good?
No, but for some reason, I ate three. Well, anyway, I feel like I'm something I'll burn, put my burdens on you. You're not my flowers. You're a flower, but you're not my flower.
I appreciate that. No worries. You know what? Miss Latrice, how about we put on something for you? Anything you want to listen to?
You know, I have just the song. It is the one that I heard that got me tuned into your channel. It was called The Road You Take to Get There. By
Meg McKellar.
Yes, Meg McKellar. Yes, yes. A happy song. And you know what? I just think we all need a happy song right now.
I agree. All right. Thanks for calling, Miss Latrice. This is The Road You Take to Get There by Meg McKellar.
Left to right, I'm gonna buckle up and just start driving. I'll take myself anywhere. pessimistic views and all the things they didn't notice. But when they're feeling taxed, well, I'm relaxed, and that's the reason why I stopped to smell the roses. I'm in the driver's seat, and I decide what streets I go down day and night. North, south, east, west, left, to right, I'm gonna buckle up and just start driving. I'll take myself anywhere, cause life's not where you're going. It's the road you take to get there.
Not where you're going. No.
And that was Falling on Deaf Ears by The Thirsty Guys. I am going to be honest about something. The first time I heard that song, it was over a really crappy pair of headphones out of Maggie's computer. And I thought it said Falling on Deaf Deers, and I was a little confused. I mean, like, I wasn't confused. Like, it's still a good song. I was just, it seemed like an interest, like, I didn't understand where the deer part was coming in. And then I listened to it on not crappy headphones, and I realized it was me. I was the problem. I was the problem. And sometimes that's what it is, you know? Sometimes you are the problem, and the mistake that is happening and the confusion that's going on is just, you know, something in your own brain going on. And so you got to take a step back, look at it again, and go, hey, is this actually the thing that's wrong? Or is it just me? And this one was just me. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will get to you all back in a short while. Hey, everybody. It's me, Kendo, your host and creator of Tales Yet Told. Thank you all so much once more for just taking the time out of your busy day to listen to this show that we spent a lot of work on and a lot of time and energy. And it just means so much to us that you're listening to it. So thank you so much. And I hope you're enjoying it. If you are enjoying it, one way that you can show us is by giving us a rating or review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, whatever you're listening to this. Hopefully you give us a 5, but I can't control what you do. It does help us tell people about the show. You know, people come, they search for it. They see, oh, this one's got some ratings on it. Oh, they're good ratings. And, you know, it's just helpful for us and to let us know what you're liking about the show. So please feel free to do that. Other than that, hey, if you listen to the first episode mid-roll and or also follow us on any socials, you probably know that our merch shop is open. If you want some cool new threads for your wardrobe or closet or wherever you keep your clothes, you can go get some over at merchyetsold.shop. That's merchyetsold.shop. We have so much stuff from all of our different seasons. We've got logos from the different seasons. We have stuff with character art, and it's good. It's good looking stuff, and it feels good on your body as well. So go check it out. And don't forget, if you put in the discount code Lil Harry, that's all capitals LILHARRY, you'll get 15% off your entire order over $25. And truly, that's like a t-shirt, maybe a t-shirt and a hat, some stickers, you know, whatever you want, you can go get it and get that discount. You know, it's, I get it. Times are tough, and getting something at a little bit cheaper than you normally would feels good. I like when things are cheaper than I would normally get them. And you getting anything on the store is just helping us make this show possible. So thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy your new duds. Last but not least, I want to thank all of the cast, crew, and additional music artists that helped make Voices in the Wood possible. Like, this literally could not happen without all of them. So huge shout out to every single person who helped make my wild dream of this 17-person actual play series possible. You can find links to all of their socials and their work in the description of this episode. Yeah, and that's that. I think that's all I've got for you. So hope you all enjoy the rest of the episode, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
It's your host with the most love for milk and cookies, Santa Harry, from 2048 AM, Voices in the Wood. And I hope you've been a very good little boy and or girl. If you've been naughty, I'll know. Okay, sorry, I could keep that up. Some middle schooler was telling us a story about some old guy from the, you know, the outside world called Santa that apparently watches over everyone all year, then gives them gifts at the end of it if they were good, and coal if they were bad or something. he's got like elves that make it's kind of crazy. It's just, it's wow. Like, imagine that. Imagine living in a world where it was normal, where there was some guy who doesn't really know you deciding if you deserved like a gift or coal or whatever, or like what if his gift is bad? You know, I prefer the gift to choose what I'm gonna buy. I love a gift card, and actually, don't tell Reggie this, but I'm getting him a Hero Forge gift card. Yeah, he doesn't know, but he wasn't able to get a miniature when the rest of us got one because, you know, he said like he's the GM, he doesn't have a character, but I know that he designed his favorite NPC on their website. I mean, they have dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. And the gift card will just let him choose whatever material he wants, or if he even wants it printed at all. Hero Forge also offers digital miniatures and STL files for home printing, which Maggie explained to me after last time. It also works on their pro subscription, so with the Hero Forge gift card, the power and freedom is in his hand to choose whatever he wants to do. And isn't that a gift we all deserve? If you want to know more, go to heroforge.com to do just that. It's probably time to get on with the show, so let's see. Next up, we have Ironic by Alanis Morissette. Reggie, put it on.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys...
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty. You see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
And welcome back, everybody, to 2048 AM, Voices in the Wood. I hope that you didn't mind that quick ad break. You know, we have to do what we can to pay back the school for letting us, you know, use their equipment and all of that good stuff. So, you know, we just got to do it. I hope you got some kind of information from it that we could go buy something, eat somewhere, or whatever. I don't listen to the commercials myself, so I don't really know what's in it. But I can only imagine that it's of some use to someone, I guess. Yeah. While I was thinking about what song to play for, you know, this next block before our next caller, I was thinking about... the last time I cried. I know it's kind of a weird thing. I don't even really know what made me, you know, start thinking about that. Maybe it had something, I don't know, therapy. I don't know. I try not to be so closed off from my emotions. I like feeling stuff and I think that's healthy. But there's something about music that helps get me into very specific, like, emotional states, I guess. It was very useful for me when I was an
actor primarily, where, you know, if I was doing a role, I could play a song and I would have, you know, the kind of effect that I was looking for, either hyping me up, sad, whatever. But yeah, I was thinking about music that makes me cry. And so I guess we're going to listen to that. A song that always makes me tear up. This is Honeybrook by My Heart, My Anchor.
I've spent a long time in Honeybrook, you know, most of my life. Well, I fell in love with a girl who thought she was deserving of my time. And she was right. She loved me too, so what did I do? I got scared and then I told her we were through. I lost the greatest thing in my life. I made mistakes and now I pay the price. Taken for granted, mistreated.
And we are back, everybody. It sure did do the thing that I said it was going to do, and that was make me cry. But hey, like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you need that kind of cathartic release. Yeah. You know, it's, again, very helpful for when I was... Whatever. You know what, Reggie, can we put on the next caller? And hello there. You are on 2048 AM, Voices in the Wood, with Lil Harry. Who's calling?
Hello. This is Maisie Hinkle from the Sublime Theater House.
Hey, Maisie. How's it going? What's on your mind?
It's going so well. You know, I heard you guys talking on here, and I just thought it would be fun to call in to promote our upcoming show for this season, our annual production of... Foes in the Forest. It's really exciting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's. For those of you who don't know, let's. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, this is a popular crowd pleaser. I encourage you to come. There will be multiple nights. We do this every year. Foes in the Forest is kind of an ode to everything that the Sublime is about. You know, in the Sublime, we all have our purpose. We all have our role, and we are all so happy to fulfill it. But Foes in the Forest is a tale of caution. it stars, you know, two main characters walking through the woods being tempted by evildoers along the way, trying to get them to stray from the path. Some of these roles are, you know, are a little bit tougher to fulfill. And we have auditions coming up this weekend, actually.
Ooh,
if you would
okay.
like to hear... about the parts.
This isn't necessarily like an ad spot necessarily. I mean, you know what? No, this
you
is.
You said I could call.
Yes. I guess we did. We did. We sure did. Go on and tell people, I guess.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. Man number one and woman number one are our age non-specific. So don't worry, everybody turn out, you know, and we're open to different interpretations of who these heroes are. You just need to be ready to resist the some of the scarier elements of this show. And let me tell you, it's edgy, okay? All right, it is edgy.
I believe you.
And some parts of it are hard to watch. But I think, you know, it's with the stranger's values in mind. Actually, he helped me write some of it.
Oh, wait, did you write? Wait, hold on. I think you kind of understood.
Oh, did I skip that? I'm so sorry.
Did you write the play? Wait, hold on. Because I've seen this show before.
I did write this play with the stranger's help, of course, all of his values in mind. We worked very closely together to create a narrative that would really speak to the people.
Okay. If I can, just, I guess, ask you as the person who wrote it. I mean, I guess, so I imagine your role is playwright or something of that nature. What is it like?
To write?
I mean, yeah, that's...
Honestly... Under the stranger's guidance, I feel my creativity has blossomed so much more than it would have without him. He has really been a guiding light throughout all of this, and I just feel like my gifts have grown more here in the Sublime than they would have anywhere else. But it has really been a journey to get to this point where my shows are on stage, and it is so right. exciting to share them with the people. I just feel blessed every day to do the work that I do.
That's amazing. That's, yeah, wow. That's, yeah, no, that's amazing. Wow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, especially, I mean, you get to work with this stranger so closely to make, like, I don't know, as an actor, you know, I've performed and stuff, but I never get to write my own things. You know, I'm always like, I can put my spin on characters, right? Like I'm bringing myself to the characters, but like, I'm still ultimately saying the things that someone else has written. So you just get to come up with that whole cloth.
But you know what? That's my role. And you are fulfilling the role that you were meant for too. You are working towards that every day. And that is a gift. Don't forget it.
I thank you.
You're welcome. But
yeah, the play. Yeah, go on.
The play. We have auditions coming up. Some of these roles are heavy. Prep monologues accordingly. And I am asking you, please, 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 to avoid the incident that happened last year, we are asking that people only audition if you have been assigned the role of actor. Please. We don't want any more hiccups or anything like that. We want to have a smooth show this year. So please, only actors come to auditions this weekend.
Okay. I might be a little morbidly curious. You did kind of throw a thing out there to the audience that...
I'm just trying to be honest. It'll just be so much better for all of us if we just stick to the plan.
What happened last year?
I'm afraid your show is wonderful. I am also afraid that children might be listening right now. I could.
Okay. I guess we can take a quick.
Would it be okay?
Yeah. We can. It's a little. This isn't a thing we normally do. I guess we could take a quick pause here, audience. And if you would like to tell me the story, we can see if it's okay to put on air, just so I feel like it would be in people's best interest to be informed so we can.
Of course. Of course.
Reggie, if you could just. Thanks. We will be back in but a moment.
Okay. Last year, we had a woman audition for Foes in the Forest. She kept to herself that she was not an actor. When she auditioned, she made it very clear that this was the role that she was showing up for, and we believed her. And she was not actually an actor. She was a midwife. That she'd been in that role for years, and she did not disclose that in the audition process.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So she rehearsed with us for months, and... I didn't know that the stranger had discouraged her from this. I had no idea. I would have said something.
Yeah, no, if she hadn't told you, there's no way you could have known.
Apparently, he had issued her multiple warnings. I don't know if she thought it was a joke, but it was opening night of our first weekend, and she was up on stage, and we had a packed house, and everybody was so excited. And it got more exciting in the worst way. He turned her into a stork on stage. And it was...
Oh, my God.
It was not like, it was not how it normally is, you know. You hear stories about people starting to change. You hear that. But it was so fast. It was so fast. It was unpleasant.
I'm sorry. That's...
Watch.
I can't even imagine.
And people... Some people screamed and ran out, and some people stayed and watched like it was part of the show.
What?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Why did I not hear about this?
I think everybody was old too.
Yeah, no, that's...
Keep it. It was okay. It was an incident. It was
understandable. Okay.
And I don't want the kids to hear this.
Yeah. No.
This is like stories you tell your kids to like keep them in, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is scary.
No, yeah, no, I understand. I think then, yeah, let's we don't have to tell that story. We don't have to tell that story on air. Yeah, understood. Okay. Reggie, if you could.
Welcome back, everybody. I am officially electing that we are going to skip that story. I'm so sorry that you waited on that. I do not believe that the school would see it. I don't think the school would approve. Yeah, they wouldn't find it appropriate for us to have this on air under the school's name. So sorry for that.
And again, I'm so sorry about that. I did not mean to throw off.
No, that is not your fault. That is not your fault whatsoever. You could not have. Yeah, no. Understood. Let people know about where the auditions are again.
Yes. Yes. Back to the excitement. The Sublime Theater House this Saturday at 7 p.m. Hopefully you'll be off from work. Hop on by, audition, give it your best shot. I am not the director, but I will be in the audience cheering you on because I know this year's performance is going to be the best one yet. Okay? I can't wait to see you all there.
Yes. Go on out and try out actors.
Please.
Yes. is there any song that I can play for you, Maisie, before you head on out?
Yes. I would love Feels Like Defeat by the Cold Rex.
Yes. Yes. Maybe? Okay.
Yes,
we can do that. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Everybody, this is Feels Like Defeat by the Cold Rex.
All I do are things I hate to do. Floor that's never clean. The snow keeps coming down and it's burying me. Everything these days feels like defeat. Nothing keeps me going but a heartbeat. You didn't want to talk to me, just wanted to complain. I know you're tired, you think you're right, you're driving me to say that I don't want to talk to you and I don't care what you think. You're the type to pick a fight, and you always cause a scene.
Holy fucking shit, I'm completely fucking shot. I feel so completely lost, I hate everything I got. Holy fucking shit, I'm completely fucking shot. I feel so completely lost, I hate everything I want. Holy fucking shit, I'm completely fucking shot. I feel so
And that was Wishbone by Chaz Monroe. You know, I actually first heard about this song from my dad, who is from out there. Gosh, he told me about it like forever ago, like when I was really young. And when we were able to find this song and I played it for him, he didn't really say much of anything. But he did seem, I think he was astonished, really, that we were able to find it in the first place. He was breathless. Speechless. Remember, everybody, go and try out Four Foes in the Forest out at the Sublime Theater Playhouse. I've seen it before, so I've seen it multiple times, actually, as I'm sure many of you have. But I'm interested in if there's any. It's always a little different every year, you know. Some changes here or there, so we'll see. I'm really interested to see what changes are going to be made this year. Please, 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 do only go try out if you are an actor. There's a reason why we have the roles we have, and when we stray from that path, things get messy. So please take care of yourself and the people around you. But we have, you know what? Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I wake up a little earlier than a lot of people do. I usually wake up before the sun rises. I like going running in the morning. And whenever I'm going in the running and like, there's this really nice spot nearby where I live on the hill where I can look over the town, like get a really nice like skyline view and watch as the sun comes up over the woods. And I always try to time my run. I've got it down, you know, where you like set up a playlist and you have like, you know, music set for like specific, like you get a timing down basically. Well, I have it where this one song comes on right as the sun starts coming over the hill. Imagine that scenario for yourself. This is Linoleum Floors by Ghostlight G.
Tiny footprints on linoleum tiles. Did you know what they had done? Steady gait as all the years had gone by. Where will you go when it's all over? How will you build yourself a house without a name? How will you heal from all your pain? Will you have someone who you'll trust with all your heart? Have you a heart left they could break? Is it an instinct or was it learned? Are your scars memories or things you earned? You keep your secrets safe inside, but I find that when you hide, everything just gets much worse. Soldier marching off to war on his own. How long before they took your hand? How long before you see that you're not alone? How will you know when it's all over? Are you afraid of losing people you don't know? Are you afraid of loving first? You're a protector, but is there something else you want? Is love a blessing or a curse? Is it an instinct or was it learned? Are your scars memories or things you earned? You keep your secrets safe inside, but I find that when you hide, everything just gets much worse. Tiny footprints on linoleum tiles. Did you know what they had done? Steady gait as all the years had gone by. Where will you go when it's all over? How will you build yourself a house without a name? How will you heal from all your pain? Will you have someone who you'll trust with all your heart? Have you a heart left they could break?
That was Linoleum Floors by Ghostlight G. I could go for a sunrise right about now. But that'll have to wait till, I guess, tomorrow morning. All right, we've got another caller in. Hello, you are on Voices in the Wood with Lil Harry. Who's calling?
Hi, my name's... My name's Eve.
Okay. You sure? You seemed a little confused there.
Yeah. I just, think really fast, you know, faster than my mouth. Or I guess maybe my mouth moves faster before I think. It could be a bit of both.
I think it might be a little bit of both. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, there's a lot of things on my mind. So I thought, okay, well, why don't I just ask a bunch of questions? You know, just like throw it all out there, and you know, like sort of like when you go to, I don't know, like you get a good scream, you know, when you're on like a roller coaster or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, I might not be able to answer some of your questions, but you can go ahead and ask them.
Yeah. Okay. Icebreaker question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite animal?
What's my favorite animal?
Yeah.
Oh, probably, I mean, I guess I'm a little biased. I guess like a fox, like a red fox, I think.
Ooh, red fox.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really fun one. Usually people just say like, you know, dog, cat, which is like, you know, like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with dogs or cats. It's just, I'm a little excited. you gave me a different answer, actually.
We have a lot of fox paraphernalia in my home, so I've seen a lot of them, and they're cute. I do like them.
Yeah, they're just fun little guys.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. I think most people would say like dog, cat, fish, bird, something like that.
Yeah, you know, like play it safe. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, then I guess. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to like, you know, build some confidence with some of my...
Yeah, no, I understand. You got to work your way to the thing you actually want to... I can kind of tell. I it seems like you're building towards something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, at least. Yeah, so, okay.
Okay.
Another
another hypothetical icebreaker question.
Okay.
Okay. If you could have any other role, like let's say you could just have one, like it's I don't know, your 20th birthday and you get to choose, but you have to choose now. If you could have one, any other role than the one you were given, what would it be?
I'll be honest, I try not to think about it. But I guess, and being a good host, I will indulge. There was a period of time where I wished that I could be a musician.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I guess that would be my choice. But, you know, that's not the world I live in, so.
I'm always so, like, curious about, you know, what other people would answer for this, because, you know, like when me and my friends ask our hypothetical questions, I don't know how to answer that one. So I don't know what I want to be, you know. So it's honestly really fun to just get an answer instead of, you know, getting shut down.
Is that something that happens to you often?
Oh yeah, but I mean, I mean, like teachers and stuff, they don't really want to answer a lot of things, but I also think that's because they're like, you know, like change is scary. And I mean, that there's nothing wrong with being scared, right? But I don't think there's anything wrong with asking questions either, because, you know, if we didn't think like this, I mean, we were made to think like this, I think.
Yeah. Wait, made to, I'm sorry. I think you lost me. Made to.
Oh, we all have roles, right? We all have our roles. We have our feature set.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if we were really meant to like be stuck like this, then we wouldn't, you know, like when I asked you that question, you wouldn't have said, I used to want to be a musician. You would have said, no, this is my role. Never, ever wanted to think about anything else. Like, something like that. That's what I mean. Just, you know, we have the freedom to think and ask questions. So we should, and not be scared about that, I think.
I think I see where you're coming from. I think I usually just like those thoughts aren't necessarily like bad, but like it's more of like they can like, you know, they lead to a certain temptation, right? So it's better to just kind of not think about them, I guess.
But what's wrong with like a little bit temptation? Like, don't you wake up sometimes and go, dang, I really want that extra donut. I shouldn't. I've already had one, but maybe I want a little treat.
I mean, but there are small missteps and there are big missteps, right? Where it feels like getting another donut, like that's not like a huge like life-changing thing, but like changing the very path of like what you're supposed to be doing and like your purpose in the world, like that's a big decision. And I don't know. I guess personally, I wouldn't invite that kind of temptation in my life, or I try not to anymore, because, you know, the consequences are dire.
I guess. I don't know. Things are. I don't know. I just don't think it's bad to have these kinds of like thoughts and feelings and stuff. I don't know. It feels like, you know, why else would we? Why else would we be able to have them, you know? Like, we have a purpose and a role and all that, but I just don't see, you know, why can't we also think, hey, maybe I could do this too, you know?
Is there something that you've been thinking about for a while?
Yeah, sometimes.
It feels a little specific.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, I don't know. You ever just think, like, why did you get this role? Why this specific role?
And me personally, like, my dad's in news and in media, so I think it just, for me, I guess it made sense, since I've always just kind of been around that kind of thing, so it feels right. And I think generally most people tend to get roles that fit, you know, their temperaments, their skills, you know, that's why we go to school, to figure that kind of thing out. So I guess I haven't personally had those thoughts, but I'm one person.
Yeah.
You having those thoughts?
I mean, sometimes, but, you know, it's just kind of like my role is, am I allowed to say what my role is?
Yeah, no, yeah, go for it.
Okay, my role is veterinarian. And, I mean, I like animals, right? And that's you know, it's really dope. I do like animals, but, you know, it's just something, it just feels weird that sometimes, like, knowing that some of the animals I have to take care of were once people.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's just weird because, I mean, did they really stop becoming people? Like, I mean, they were. Are they still people? I think they're still people. It's just weird to think about it that way. And it's not like my parents were veterinarians. It's just me.
I mean, the way that I understand it is that people are no longer themselves by the time the transformation is complete. So I think it's potentially safe to say that they aren't anymore, if that's the thing that you're worried about. Or at least I don't think that they remember. Or I haven't been through the transformation myself, and I haven't really spoken to a lot of people who have. So it'd be hard for me to say specifically, but from what I understand, I don't think you have, if you're worried about if you are hurting them, I don't think so.
I mean, I guess, I hope. I don't know. It's just weird to think about it sometimes. I once read this book. It was about, you know, somebody stuck with two roles and they couldn't decide. So they decided to do both. And, people thought, you know, well, one, what a weirdo, but because they had two roles, they had to like live two lives, you know, like here's my day life. And then here's my night life. And I just thought, oh, well, actually both the roles were kind of connected by one thing, so maybe your role was that one thing, and you could just do two jobs.
Well, I think we've kind of hit the point that I said I don't know if I have an answer for you.
Yeah, no, it's that's okay. I just this just felt good to get it out, you know.
Hey, I'm glad. I'm glad that you know that's why we do the show, so you can come on here and just kind of air it out. I hope you are able to find the answers that you need and that the stranger helps kind of clear the path for you a bit there. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a song that you.
Yeah. It's actually my favorite song. It's Among the Stars by Meg McKellar.
All right. We got that loaded up for you. Thank you so much for calling, Eve. I really hope you get the answers you're looking for.
Thanks. Bye.
Of course. This is Among the Stars by Meg McKellar.
Whatever happened to that 6-year-old who loved to read? She thought a happy future was all but guaranteed. Each year she had her sights set on a new exciting path. The one consistent thing to be happy, now I wish I could go back. 'Cause they told me I was special, they told far, but that special girl with the clever mind shot for and missed the stars. Now a bruised and broken brain just wants to start again.
fresh with goals much lower possible to obtain. Now where do I go from here? 'Cause I'm tired of these elevated bars. I wish I'd been told before. Not everybody gets to live among the stars. Now she's all grown up, the 6-year-old with wonder in her. Is there any point in trying anymore? Oh, there's gotta be a future out there somewhere that I'm aiming for. Oh, they told me I was special, they told me I'd go far, but that special girl with the clever mind shot four and missed the stars. Now her bruised and broken brain just wants to start again, start fresh with goals much lower to attain. Now where do I go from here? 'Cause I'm tired of these elevated bars. I wish I'd been told before. Not everybody gets to live among the stars. So just tell me that I'm special, just tell me I'll go far, that I'm a special girl with a clever mind that's shooting for the stars. And I wanna hear you say that I'll make it there someday. It'll be hard, but my dear, you're already on your way. So tell me where do I go from here? 'Cause I'm tired. Stars.
keeping you here. Started walking around Baltimore at night. It's pretty peaceful when I hold my hand against the moonlight. Then it got too intense, like I've been known to do. I guess I'm scared of losing anything I get attached to. I can get through the week without falling into my destructive personality.
That was Walking Around Baltimore Trying Not to Collapse by Diet Weed. That song is actually the first song we found. You know, me and the Wolfpack, you know, we bring you all this music from outside of the Sublime. You know, that took a lot of work and a lot of, you know, a lot of luck. And this was actually the first song that we were able to pull from outside of the Sublime. It was before we even knew we wanted to do this show. We were just a couple of kids screwing around and, you know, we happened on this gold mine, I guess, in a lot of ways. And, you know, at the time that we found it, we actually, we were in a band that we had kind of made, of ourselves. I've talked about this before on the show. And I don't know. It's I guess I just kind of wanted to live in that moment again of when I wanted to be in a band with my friends. But we move on. We look forward to what is ahead of us. And we learn to live in the moment and make do with what we have. And right now, I've got all of you, and I've got all this music to share with you. Thank you all so much for listening, everybody. Once more, I have been your host, Lil Harry. And with me, as always, are my fellow producers, Reggie, Donnie, the Wolfpack. Let them hear ya. All right. And with that, go out and do something for yourself tonight. You know, get a little treat just for yourself and for the person that you used to be. And don't forget, just because a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, doesn't mean it don't make a sound. We'll see you all tomorrow, folks.